line in an article about last month's Buffalo mass shooting caught our eye. Sadly, there is nothing broken about what we're experiencing. The system is working exactly as intended. The system is the universe that revolves around the gun industry, and the writer should know he helped build it. Ryan Bussey grew up on a farm in Kansas and became a vice president at gun manufacturer Kimber, then says he watched as his industry turned from gun collectors who admired craftsmanship and fathers who handed rifles down to sons, to one that shifted to marketing hatred of liberals and a black president to sell weapons of war. Ryan left in 2020 to become a policy advisor for Giffords, the gun safety organization founded by former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who barely survived a shooting. He now advocates for things like raising the age to buy an assault rifle, anathema to former colleagues. Ryan Bussey, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You tell us, what did guns mean to you, your younger brother, and your dad?
Well, and guns are still important to me. I still hunt and fish and shoot with my boys just about every chance I get. But for me, when we did have the occasion to have any fun, it involved guns, hunting with my dad and my brother, or shooting. Guns became a symbol to me of family and camaraderie and the sort of fun times you hope to have in a rural culture.
Well, and the aspect of safety in guns was equally important. Both your dad and your granddad were well aware of how guns could be abused?
Yeah. Responsibility and decency was never absent from our conversation with guns because my father lost his best friend when he was 16, and his best friend's father, who was a very dear friend of my grandfather, was killed along with him. So a father and a son were murdered with a pistol when my dad was 16. It was very traumatic for him.
By a very unbalanced person in the neighborhood. I mean, so you had a clear sense of this. You go off into the industry. As you detail in your book, and we should say that you've written a book about this, it was published in the fall. I've been walking around with a yellowing article about your book's release since then. It's called Gunfight, My Battle Against the Industry That Radicalized America. You seem to be seeing all along the way, the industry's, you know, cutting some corners here, doing something there, and yet you stayed with it. You say
You know, I got in 1995, and you're right, initially it was a bit like a dream, like a kid playing baseball and then going into the major leagues. But I soon figured out that the industry had appropriated that decent part of the culture that, you know, I grew up with and was using the connection to it to drive fear and conspiracy and eventually, obviously, to rip our country apart. I stayed because I thought it was my role to fight for responsible gun ownership, which I still believe in, and I think millions of gun owners do, not unlike people who stay in entities that have slid south on them, and they're doing it to try to reform from the inside. That's what I thought I was doing.
And by the way, you mentioned the millions of people who you feel are just like you. People like my cousins and, you know, who grew up in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and who fed themselves, you know, through their hunting. When did it really change, and why did it change?
We know now, after the 1999 Columbine shooting, the NRA actually faced a decision. Should we be conciliators and be a part of the solution, or should we use this to drum up fear and hate that guns will be taken away and we can use it for membership and power? And they chose the latter, and they set the entire country on this course. You know, my thesis through the book is that every bit of radicalization and division that we now feel in the country, right down to our local school boards, really has its genesis in this all-or-nothingism of the NRA. And then another really important event was that Barack Obama leading in the polls in 2007, after he won in 2008, the NRA machine really took hold, and it set us on a course from a time when Americans never purchased more than 7 million guns in a year to a time when they purchased over 16 million by the time Barack Obama left office, and the industry referred to him as America's best gun salesman.
Well, yeah, and you document every step along the way about how hate, fear were used by the industry, propelled by the NRA, to sell guns. Stay with the NRA for a second. You talk about the time that it was an organization that had a nice little magazine that pictured fathers and sons on the cover and gave out safety badges.
Yeah, that's one of the things that frustrates me, is it trades on the sort of decent, responsible part of American gun culture, but it's no longer supporting that. In fact, I'm fearful that it's doing everything it can to rip the country apart. The AR-15, which is now an item of so much debate, was aggressively remarketed as the MSR, the Modern Sporting Rifle. That name was chosen specifically to trade on this old, defensible sporting culture that, you know, your relatives in Wisconsin enjoy.
Many Americans are reminded every time there's a mass shooting, the assault rifle, you couldn't even show it at gun shows.
I think it's very important to note that the industry down deep in its DNA understands that what is going on is wrong. And I know that because as late as 2005 and 6, the industry would not allow tactical gear like that worn by the Buffalo shooter or almost any AR-15 to be displayed in its own trade shows.
Right.
There was a cordoned off corner of the place where you had to be a military officer or a credentialed law enforcement officer before you could even look or touch those things. Now it's gone from that to this. We have probably 500 companies marketing AR-15s, more than that selling tactical gear. We now have an AR-15 being aggressively marketed called the Urban Super Sniper. We have tactical gear that is marketed with a mix of softcore porn and right-wing radicalized politics and conspiracy theory. You see Boogaloo Boys being marketed as wearing bulletproof vests like that worn by the Buffalo shooter. And when I write, the system is working the way it should. I don't know how we can expect to dump that sort of marketing on 18 and 19-year-old kids and not have it taken effect.
Well, then there's Daniel Defense, named after the owner Marty Daniel, the gunmaker that sold the Uvalde school shooter his two military-style rifles. This company seems to be marketing to kids.
Daniel Defense is very emblematic of the rise of militarism in the AR-15. And in fact, the day of the shooting, on their social media page, there was the picture of a toddler sitting on the floor. He has an AR-15, a Daniel Defense AR-15 on his lap. And there's a Bible verse above his head as if God is ordaining that this child learn how to use this AR-15. They pulled it down quickly after the shooting. But to me, that's the sort of white Christian nationalism wrapped up around the AR-15 that is, it's very frightening to me.
Well, there's guns that are called Let's Go Brandon, which is the pejorative about Biden, or Lock Her Up.
We now have a We Won Tactical. This year at the industry trade show, We Won Tactical was launched. W-E-E-1, as in Little One Tactical. It's a miniaturized AR-15 with a little girl skull and crossbones and a little boy skull and crossbones as the cartoon logos. I mean, come on.
Ryan Bussey, what do you want? What do you want?
Well, I think that we live in a complex democracy, and I wish there was a simple answer to all this. There isn't. There's 400 million guns in the United States. There's now as many as 40 million AR-15s. Democracy like ours operates in the gray space. It's a balance of rights and freedoms. That balance is way out of whack, and we have to find a way to get that both through the reestablishment of norms and through the reestablishment of supporting legislation.
Are you hearing from those people who, you know, are like you in the middle somewhere?
It is very heartening. I was very worried about my family's safety and, you know, my personal safety when the book launched. But the opposite from what we expected has happened. I wake up every morning and check my phone and my computer, and there are dozens, sometimes hundreds of messages from responsible gun owners saying, thank you for doing this. I felt this way. That's very heartening. And I just want them to stand up to take the country back.
And by that, I mean, we don't want to veer into the language that the NRA is using. You mean, what, vote? No.
Yeah, push vote for, and for stand up for decency and stand up for responsibility and don't buy into the conspiracies that the NRA says are true, because they're not.
Well, you mentioned your boys and your book, which is beautifully written. I highly recommend it. And the very first words are, these words are spit out by a guy wearing a MAGA hat and carrying a gun, who's with a group of right-wing guys who've shown up at a George Floyd memorial.
Yeah.
And you're there with your wife and your two young boys. And one of these guys who's got a gun is poking your son in the chest and calling him names, your 12-year-old son. And your son, oh my gosh, what does he say?
Well, he never quits chanting. He was chanting, I can't breathe. And he had tears in his eyes, but he never stopped. He was scared to death. And, you know, there was about 100 of these, what they called themselves, Second Amendment patriots. And when one of those people attacked my son, I stood there after I got done screaming at him and pulling him away from my son. I just thought, my God, this is what my industry has created. And it really frightens me that we have allowed that class of gun owner to be representative of everybody else and take over so much political power in the country. We just absolutely have to turn that back.
I'm just wondering, how much did you also feel I helped create this?
That's what I felt. You know, I was planning to get out of the industry and I hadn't done it yet. And I thought, this is why I have to get out like this. This is the thing that I've created.
Yeah. Ryan Bussey. And again, the book is Gunfight, My Battle Against the Industry That Radicalized America. Thank you so much, Ryan, for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's an honor.